All right, boys and girls, alligators and snakes, cats and dogs, chickens and pigs. I don't know where that came from. It's the top five flashback, and we're going back to this date in history to see just what were the hottest songs in Christian radio. Now, today, our Wheel of Fortune lands in September of 1986. I hope you've been giving some thought to what you were doing then. Let me help you. In baseball, the Astros clinched the National League West. Pitcher Mike Scott, no hits. Producer Jack's baseball team, the San Francisco Giants. However, Houston would lose to the Mets the following month for the National League pennant.
Number five.
Billy Crockett had this hit, How Good You Are, on Streets of Gold.
Right eyes, what is this power you?
A lady who today speaks at many women of faith conferences. That is Sheila Walsh and Christian. Number 4 radio hit on this date in 1986.
Number 3.
The story about Peter when he asked Jesus, "How many times should I forgive?" We know the answer to that. Don't keep count, okay? Here's Whiteheart on Streets of Gold.
I'm so afraid of what I'm
Whiteheart asked the question in the number 3 song about how many times to forgive, and David Meese gave the answer in the number 2 song, 70 times 7.
Number 1!
All right, the title to the number 1 song on this date in 1986 is a record label, a concert hall, coffee bar, and skate park. All in the heart of Nashville. Have any idea what I'm talking about? The website is an easy one to remember, rockettown.com. Yep, here is Smitty, Michael W. Smith, on Streets of Gold.
A Friday night affair, out in the city heat, always a party there, along the sunny street, and it was guaranteed the place to be was Rockettown, Rockettown. The drinks are 2 for 1, inside the crowded bars, the girls would make their run, out on the boulevard. It was a yacht, a place we lived, the ways of Rockettown, Rockettown. Hang around by the street light, in the heart of the night light. There came a certain man, a stranger to the crowd. We didn't understand what he was all about. He walked a different pace, so out of place in Rockettown, Rockettown. They made a fool of him, they teased him when he speak, but when they knocked him down, he turned the other cheek. He told me I could find a life outside of Rockettown, Rockettown. Hang around by the streetlight, in the heart of the nightlife. What was his mission? Where was he going? Why was his heart light always glowing? All I was missing, he stood there holding. What was his secret? Could I know it?
Some didn't
could fill the emptiness. What was his mission? Where was he going? Why was his heart light always glowing? All I was missing. He stood there holding. What was his secret? Could I know it? Yeah. He said it's in the heart, the change it comes to be. Now he had done his part, the choice is up to me. As we were standing there, he said a prayer for us.
Number one radio hit on this date for September 1986 belongs to Michael Whitaker Smith. It's called Rocket Town. Hey, that's a wrap on this week's program, Nancy. Got any comments, requests, suggestions? They can all be sent to our website, streetsofgoldradio.com. Our producer, music knower par excellence, and the guy who will respond back to you is our popcorn popper king, Mr. Jack Reeves. I am Larry Wayne, just the announcer, inviting you to come back next week at the same time on your local radio station for more Christian music classics spanning three decades with Streets of Gold.